Open windows, January the 15th. Our inheritance in Christ. What the flesh wants is opposed to the spirit, and what the spirit wants is opposed to the flesh. They are opposed to each other. Galatians 5:17. These two are in age-long conflict, in antagonism. It is ever so. When you have a fresh experience of the Holy Spirit, the next thing you find is that you are in a new conflict against the old flesh life in yourself. This rising up of the flesh within is provoked by the devil, because he sees the inheritance in view. For when the Spirit comes, the inheritance comes into view. The Spirit has come to bring the inheritance. So do not be surprised if, after an experience of the Spirit, the next thing you have to face is this conflict with the assertion of the flesh across the path to hinder your going into possession. It is only when you have received the Holy Spirit that you know the conflict of the flesh and what is the withstanding of the flesh. Those who have not the Spirit have no such conflict of flesh and spirit. They are not in that realm, but wholly in the flesh realm. The Holy Spirit has come in relation to the end, and the end is the inheritance in Christ, and flesh is moved by Satan rising up to frustrate that end and to rob you of the inheritance. The peril is that, having begun in the Spirit, you might turn aside to make some compromise with Amalek, because of the hardness of the way, the greatness of the cost, by reason of the conflict, and forgetting God's word, utterly destroy Amalek, as we read in 1 Samuel chapter 15. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8, verse 4.